Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue, Trigon, with the help of his daughter Raven, were able to take over the world. Can the Titans come back from this? Let's find out in this episode.
We start out the next issue, issue 4, and it's the same scene.
But wait, can we cover the cover
of this? Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so on the cover of this, we've got, from the top to the bottom, we've got Trigon's head over top of the demon Raven with her cloak open up, billowing this red, like, evil, like, essence, I guess you'd call it. And then inside the evil red essence are all the Nega Titans.
Mm-hmm. All lined up.
And smirking evilly with their red glowing eyes. Anyways.
The opening page is similar to the ending page of the last issue, with the pillar that the Titans are in and the elongated forms.
Yeah, with the addition of they've got panels up of each Titan split half, half face, like
they regular and half face Nega.
Nega, and talking about how, you know, their madness twisting reality, all the pain, agony, fear, the dying and pain and the dead.
Yeah.
And it comes up to you got Arella and Lilith. Basically talking to Raven, and Raven's telling them, you know,
well, they're talking, and then Raven
busts in,
yeah, shows them,
and she's like, yes, you the Titans shall know the torment, and they'll rejoice as they or as you die, and this and that and the other. And it's basically going through talking about how Trigon has
taken over the world,
all the souls he has, yeah, enslaved all the souls in the world. And when you go through here, like, you've got Superman.
Mm-hmm.
What's the stretchy dude in this one called?
Elongated Man.
Elongated
Man. But you got, he's there. There's Aquaman,
Batman,
right there. I believe this is Martian Manhunter.
I think that's supposed to be Wonder Woman right there.
Right here.
The bracers.
I think that's all Themyscira. Because of the pillars in the background.
Okay, yep. And what's the Loki looking dude there?
Where?
Dude.
Yeah, that one I don't know.
Okay, because I was curious about that one, because I was like, he's got kind of like the, you know, the
I don't
Marvel
think that
Loki
horn is attached to him. I think that's
something else. Okay. And then Batman in the next one?
I could be wrong. I don't know. Because that could be a helmet, because there's two horns. So, like, impossible. It could be like Blue Devil.
Okay.
Probably not. I don't know.
But anyways,
yeah,
you got basically everybody that was on Earth, you know, and they all have the stretched, elongated, horrorized features that, you know, everything's had up to this point.
They've all been taken over.
This
is why the heroes couldn't do anything. They've all already been taken. And the Titans were only spared because they were in Azeroth. So that by them coming back, now Trigon is trying to take them over.
Yep. And so, like, and Lilith and Arella are down here, and they're like, you know, we may be the only hope for, you know, everybody's survival.
Mm-hmm.
And then it jumps back into the fighting against their negative selves. And basically, I'm not going to go through page for page, but basically every Titan starts fighting back against their negative selves. And every one of them comes to the conclusion that their negative self is going to have to die.
Yep. And so they try and kill him. In between it all, as the Titans are doing that, because this whole issue is them ultimately killing their negative selves.
Yes.
We're not going to touch on that, because that's literally what happens.
Yeah. But you've got Lilith and Raven basically are talking back and forth. And,
yep.
Lilith is saying, you know, that they're, you know, everybody's, you know, they can't control themselves, this and that. They're going to end up doing things that, you know, they're going to end up tainting their souls by killing their evil
negative
counterparts. One thing I will bring up, though, in Wally's evil thing, you totally get a negative Raven running around right there. Okay, but so as this is going on, all the Titans fall. All the Titans kill their evil selves.
Well, this is before we get there.
Okay.
This is where Raven is attacking both Arella and Lilith.
Yep.
And she realizes that she can't hurt either one of them, that they're both protected.
Yep.
Lilith, because of the rings. I'm assuming Arella, because she's her mom. Like, I think that just has a power all its own that protects her.
Sure.
It doesn't say because I believe at this point, Lilith still has both rings.
Yeah, she does.
So,
because in the picture, where the hell did it go? Because they were both glowing on her hand at some point in time, okay. Right there. But anyways, so
yeah, right here. There we go. Yeah. Found it.
As all the Titans fall, Raven is like, "Ha! I am triumphant. Trigon has won," mm-hmm. and it shows, you know, all the Titans, the actual Titans, standing up, but all their eyes are glowing red, because they've been taken over with Trigon's powers.
Well, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And what we also see is them darkened, yeah, to being red.
Yeah, they're all red and black.
Yeah, which is pretty fucking wicked. Yeah, it's amazing.
I would just like to say that the wash of red through it, with all the detail and features they put into it, looks pretty fucking badass. Except for Beast Boy, because he looks like a naked angry kid.
Okay. It's basically black with red outlines, red highlights.
Yeah.
To show their features. And it does work. It works really well.
It looks freaking awesome.
Yeah. But what ends up happening is Raven's like, "All right, cool. You guys kill Lilith."
And Lilith is like, "But I control them, Raven, not you." And she's like, "Are you insane? Yeah, within them burns the powers of Trigon himself," and this and that and the other. And she's like, "Yeah, we all, you know, knew what was happening and felt their churning emotions, and we saw them held by Trigon's will, and we were prepared.
This is what we had to do. Like, you who was once Raven, know that by forcing the Titans to kill, you have sealed your own fate." And Raven's like, "No, destroy her." And the Starfire, I don't want to call her Nega Starfire.
No, this is the
Dark Starfire. Dark Starfire. There you go. Dark Star.
Darkfire.
There we go. Darkfire. She attacks Raven. Ultimately, what ends up happening is that the Dark Titans end up
killing
Raven.
Raven tries to fight back against them, and as she's blasting them with her powers, which are Trigon's powers, she's only strengthening them because they are themselves powered by Trigon's powers.
So it sucks for Raven because, you know, they straight up killed Raven.
Yeah, and as after they kill Raven and, you know, she dies, which all the Titans turn back to normal.
Yep.
And you've got Arella. Yeah. We got Raven's mom crying over Raven's body.
Nightwing's like, why would you let us kill her? Like, have you gone crazy? Lilith says, "Trigon could not be defeated unless his daughter died, because she was the tether for him to Earth. She is what kept him, I'm not going to say kept him there, but was
able, where he was
she
able
was
to
drawing
transfer,
power from her, from the Earth.
Yes.
Through her from Earth." A lot of words and a lot of things, but it makes sense. I think.
And as Dick is, you know, yelling at Lilith, being like, "Yo, you're not making any sense with the way you're talking. Why has everybody gone mad?" You get the, you know, overpowering, you know, well, I would assume it's over. It's got the bubbles of speech have angry red around it, so it'd be Trigon.
It's just Trigon.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. So, like, you know, I always imagine whenever it's got that, it's, you know, like the big angry, like, guttural, you know.
See, I just thought it was him speaking, like, to show you, hey, this is important dialogue from a massive being.
And
massive being he is.
And he's, Trigon is awake.
He has gone from
being the size of...
So he's standing in behind the Titan's Tower, which we had already said was 25-30 stories.
And it comes up to his knees.
Yeah, he went from being Godzilla level to being... Fuck, I don't even know.
To where him standing there on the Earth like that would throw it out of its rotational pattern.
He's what I thought Galactus was supposed to be.
No, Galactus is bigger than that.
Actually, he's not.
Really?
Yeah.
He always looks so much bigger, though.
Listen to the Thor issues that we cover.
I will
have
to do that. Okay, but anyways, and he's, you know, "I am awake and I thirst for vengeance. Beware, humans, for now you shall suffer."
The terror of Trigon.
Yeah, because he's pissed off because, you know, just
killed
his daughter.
Kid. Yeah.
And it's the only daughter of, what, thousands that's actually survived to make it to, you know, adulthood? Well, adulthood.
Yeah, because the rest of them died.
Yeah.
Either in childbirth or just shortly after. Or, yeah.
Sometimes, you know.
They didn't make it very long.
Yeah.
As As they say in Welcome or Hello from Magic Tavern, there's a lot of child death. Childs don't live past a certain age.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Teen Titans story.